From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is on the campaign trail in New Hampshire, urging supporters to go to the polls in Tuesday's primary. At the same time, New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports Romney's also looking towards South Carolina.
Mitt Romney was joined at a rally this morning in Derry by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Romney told the crowd not to be complacent in the wake of polls that show him with a commanding lead in New Hampshire.
Don't get too confident with those poll numbers. I've watched polls come and go. Things change very quickly. It's very fluid.
Nikki Haley, meanwhile, said a landslide victory here would help Romney carry her state.
Mitt Romney's going to win South Carolina, by the way. But let's make it a little bit easier for him and get out, go tell 10 people to get out and vote. This is history in the making.
Protesters from the Occupy movement briefly interrupted the rally. Romney noted that he loved the freedom of this country, but preferred when people express their views with respect and civility. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
A top member of Europe's central bank says European governments are starting to get their massive deficits under control. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, he's less sure the efforts will actually end the crisis.
ECB governing council member Luc Kuhn says finally European Union governments are starting to have control over their massive debt and deficits that have created the enormous economic crisis in the Eurozone. In a radio interview, Kuhn, who's also the governor of Belgium's national bank, says it's nonetheless not possible to know yet whether the new efforts taken to improve the budget discipline will be enough to end the crisis. Kuhn has been outspokenly opposed to the ECB buying huge amounts of bonds from struggling euro area governments. The bank has already spent millions on, for example, Italian and Spanish bonds, but Kuhn warns no one should expect the ECB to save the eurozone. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Iran's foreign ministry is welcoming the U.S. Navy's rescue of 13 Iranian fishermen from pirates, calling it a humanitarian gesture. But the hardline Iranian news agency Fars calls the operation a Hollywood dramatization of a routine incident. U.S. officials say an American Navy destroyer rescued the Iranians this week, more than 40 days after their boat was commandeered by suspected Somali pirates. Kenyan Army spokesman Cyrus Oguno says Kenya is close to crushing al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. He says divisions within the group means its demise is near.
Al-Shabaab is crumbling. There is division within the al-Shabaab leadership, and we expect that in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, more defections from the al-Shabaab is likely to be the order of the day.
The Kenyan military says it launched airstrikes on the al-Qaeda-linked insurgents today, killing 60. Sectarian violence in Iraq continues for a third consecutive day. Police say a roadside bomb has killed two Shiite pilgrims who were walking from Baghdad to their holy city of Karbala. This is NPR. Tomorrow marks 1 year since a gunman opened fire in a Tucson parking lot outside a grocery store where a political gathering was underway. 6 people were killed, 13 were seriously wounded, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. One of her former interns, Daniel Hernandez, was there and says since then he's been trying to stay positive.
I do think about what happened on January the 8th quite often, and it's something that I take as a moment to reflect on what we can do better and how we can make sure that we prevent things like what happened on January the 8th.
Tucson is hosting several activities all weekend. It may be political rallies in New Hampshire this weekend, but in New Orleans, it's time for pep rallies. The Louisiana State University Tigers and the Alabama Crimson Tide are in town for the final football game of the Bowl Championship Series. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio tells us recent history will be a factor going into Monday's game.
Alabama lost to LSU last November in a thriller of a game that went into overtime. The Tigers are ranked number one, and Bama number two for Monday's rematch. If that wasn't enough history, this year is the 20th anniversary of Alabama's championship season when the team beat Miami in New Orleans for the title. Former team captain Prince Wimbley will be at Monday's game, and he says winning comes down to one thing.
Which offense can move the ball on those two stellar defenses? Coach Saban is going to be the difference, and this, I think he's going to make some really good adjustments, and I think that offense is going to surprise LSU's defense.
Nick Saban is head coach for Alabama. All sides converge on the Louisiana Superdome Monday night. Kickoff is 8:30 Eastern Time. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.